Welcome back, my friend. Chef and the Fat Man live at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. We got some exciting news for you. Some exciting news, Chef Eric.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen the Big Green Egg mascot, the big inflatable egg.
Yes, I have. The big one that's out in front of the
stores.
Come down 85 South, just south of 285. Get off at Chambly Tucker Road.
Aren't we great? This is what happens. We worked together for a long time, man. This is great. Anyway, they have this big, huge, inflatable Big Green Egg out there with smiley face and happy face and, you know, pudgy little arms flapping around. It's really cool.
It's familiar. It's vaguely familiar as well.
Yeah. Well, they didn't put the shell on me, per se. They just used the Adonis-like physique as the model.
Is that it?
But anyway, so they've got the big green egg, the big one, is, like, huge, and it's for major events. But there were so many people who said, wouldn't it be cool to have it at my, you know, at my camper, my RV, at home, whatever? Leave it to Big Green Egg. They have now got a smaller version that will debut with us. Well, not because you've got your daughter's graduation, unfortunately, but at the North Georgia Mountain Egg Festival. He will be with us on the table.
Oh, very nice.
And they've made this inflatable Big Green Egg for under $100.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's got weighted feet so the wind can't blow it around too much. It's got places for tie downs if it's too windy. Motor that blows it up the whole nine yards. I mean, it's really, really cool. And it stands about maybe 4 foot high.
Very impressive.
So it's perfect. And we will be debuting it. And if you can make it to Corbin, which I'm sure you're going to make it to Corbin this year, because you won't have football games.
It's true.
Yeah. So when I last left, you were rolling your ABTs.
Yeah. So just to recap here, what we're doing is we're taking some red hot chilies, sort of jalapeno size. You want them as full as possible. Split them down the center, including splitting them down the stem. So the stem's on both sides as well. Stem is edible when it's a shorter stem if you're going to cook it. Scrape out all of the as much membrane and all of the seeds that you can. The seeds and membrane are where the capsicum are. Notice I'm using gloves. That's not just because one of my fingers is bleeding profusely inside the glove. No, it's actually, I think it's stopped, so I think I'm good. But no, the gloves will help you. Just don't touch your eyes with the gloves on. And
take them off before you go to the restroom.
Yeah, don't go in the restroom and do anything of consequence there.
Yes.
okay, so I think I just got edited out. Anyway, and what we're doing is now I've taken the red hot, the chilies, and I've stuffed them with cream cheese. About an ounce of cream cheese each.
Nice.
And then we wrap. I took half a strip of regular bacon, of thin bacon. The reason I'm using half a strip is I don't want a whole bunch of leftover bacon on each one, and plus it goes farther. So I wrapped about two times, sort of spiraling down the chili. And now I'm just going to take these and stick them out on the egg.
Do you need a toothpick or anything for that, or can you just let them sit on the grid?
No, these all should be okay on the grid. The cream cheese is going to hold them down to a
like
certain
glue.
Extent. Yeah. Now, if I was doing these a different way and chopping off the tops and hollowing them out, you can use the Big Green Egg tool here. They have a little rack.
Isn't that cool?
Have you used that yet? It is very cool. I've used that many times. Yeah, you cut the top off. It actually comes with a little knife to scrape out all the membrane and seeds.
Yeah,
it's a circular
cutting knife that goes in the actual jalapeno.
Perfect for it. And then what you do is you stuff that, so now you're stuffing it almost like an ice cream cone, and then you top it with bacon and stick it in the rack, and that's a tasty treat too. But I'm going to go ahead and stick this out on the egg.
And while Chef Eric is out there sticking his modified ABTs on the grill, not any grill, it is the Big Green Egg. My friends, we constantly remind you that if you are not cooking on the Big Green Egg, you are basically just heating meat. The Big Green Egg takes it to a whole nother level. And whether you're talking cakes, cookies, red gravy if you're from New Jersey, red sauce if you're from New York, or if you're from Chicago, spaghetti sauce. I don't care what. That's great on the Big Green Egg. Chili, soup, sandwiches, eggs. Now I make all of my bacon on the Big Green Egg. It is so easy to make bacon on the Big Green Egg. So it is the ultimate cooking experience. And today is National Oatmeal Cookie Day and National Raisin Day. But, you know, other amazing historical things have happened in this day throughout culinary history. I'm going to share one of these with you because Chef Eric has given me permission, and he has returned from his ABT, modified ABTs. Louisiana was admitted as the 18th state in the United States on this day in what year? I'll give you a clue. It was 9 years after it was taken over.
1851?
Nah. 54? That was 1812.
Huh?
1812. Was he? Yeah, because I think it was in 1803 where it was taken completely over, and then it took 9 years from the time they were freed from France to the time they became a state. But anyway, here's some interesting things for you. What Cajun town, which I actually lived in, was the crawfish capital of the world? BB, Breaux Bridge. Right next to Lafayette.
Well, Breaux Bridge, that would be where the Breaux Bridge Benedict is styled after at Stanley's on Jackson Square, my favorite location for gumbo.
Breaux Bridge, Louisiana is home of the Crawfish Festival.
Yes.
It is the crawfish capital of the world. And Rayne, Louisiana, spelled R-A-Y-N-E. Okay, engineer, what is the Rayne the capital of?
Frog Festival.
That's right, the frog capital of the world, Rayne, Louisiana. And the cattle festival?
Crowley, isn't it?
That's it. Wow. I mean, yeah.
Engineer,
I mean,
got skills.
I'll tell you. And so we're going to have some more. You know what the official cuisine of Louisiana is? The state official cuisine?
Is what? Gumbo.
Absolutely.
Gumbo. Of course. Of course.
The official state vegetable is a sweet potato.
Okay.
The state meat, the official state meat pie.
Meat pie?
The Natchitoches meat pie.
Okay. Got me on that one.
And let's see. Louisiana strawberries, designated as official state fruit. Spotted sea trout or speckled trout, designated as the official saltwater fish. And let's see. The official white perch, also known as speckled perch, white crappie, or as the Cajuns call them, sacalé.
Huh.
So anyway, there you go, Chef Eric. While you were taking care of your ABTs, we were filling in the time.
Good. Well, so I've got what I've done now is I've taken a couple of baguettes, and these are kind of like soft Italian baguettes. They're about 8 inches each.
Do you know what you call a pair of them?
16 inches.
No, what? Baguettes.
That's not exactly accurate. So,
well, I learned my Italian from the streets.
Yeah.
Of Sycamore, Illinois.
Streets of Sycamore, Illinois. Yeah, exactly. So much credibility.
What?
Anyway, we're going to take these baguettes. We've cut them down lengthways, and we're just going to sort of keep them open. And I'm not going to grill these because they're going to go out on the fire shortly. But at the moment, I want them just to sort of dry out a little bit. They're nice and soft. I want to expose the
crisp muffin a little
open
bit.
Side. I just want it to sort of set up in air a little bit, just a little air drying. I don't know if you've ever done that before, but it makes a difference in how much
But you absorbed. Can still maintain the softness in the center. It just,
you're totally maintaining the softness. You're not toasting it or anything. It's going to be toasted eventually, right? So we're going to put a few things on it to finish it off once we're ready to. And just as a reminder, while we have the ABTs out there, we also have the chicken thighs out there. Those are going to be part of this as well.
This is going to be a great sandwich. I mean,
yeah, this should be good. So what I will do, though, is just to get us prepped a little bit further, is I'm going to take a couple of types of cheese. And we're going to lay it right onto the base of the sandwich. So what I'm using here, the reason I'm using this particular cheese is because it melts very, very well. You know,
what are the best cheeses, in your opinion, Chef? If you're doing cheeseburgers, if you're doing stuff like this, what are the cheeses? Because, you know, people always just throw American on there. But, of course, that's so me. What would you suggest for some great melting cheeses that they might not think of?
Havarti.
Who?
Havarti.
No, he's the COO.
That's Artie. This is Havarti.
Yes.
And Havarti is great, a melting cheese. I mean, provolone's always good as a melting cheese.
CEO.
I like cheddar. Cheddar, frankly, the cheaper the cheddar, the better it's probably going to melt. So I'm going to go ahead and lay in this particular cheese that I got.
Have you ever worked with melting cheese curds?
I've made cheese curds.
Yeah, but make them, but then melt them. When you know, like up in Wisconsin, you can go to a lot of cheese factories and buy the curds.
Yeah.
They sell them by the bag.
They sell them at the gas station by the bag.
Yeah.
But actually, the cheese I'm using here for this first pass, just laying three slices on each one of these, on one side of each one of these baguettes, is American cheese. This is a good quality American cheese. It's not the individually wrapped American cheese, but it is still American cheese from, this is Land O'Lakes. We're also going to use the Havarti.
So yes,
I mentioned
Havarti.
Using Havarti. So we'll
talk a little bit about the flavor profile of Havarti cheese.
So it's mild. It's a soft cheese. You're not typically going to see Havarti in any sort of aged form, typically. Now, it can come in a few different varieties. I think the engineer is requiring some payola.
And her assistant, it's like two little rats eating cheese over there.
So the Havarti, normally when you get Havarti, it'll be almost like lace. It has a lot of holes throughout it, very light, typically shaved. This is a little bit of a thicker Havarti, but it's really good for melting. Okay, so those are ready to then adorn with a little bit more, with the chicken, with the buffalo turds. Basically, we're going to put them in a high.
The ABTs.
The ABTs, sorry. Well, atomic buffalo turds, that's what they're called. We're going to lay those in there, then we're going to cover it with a little more cheese, and we're going to stick it out in the egg, get it hot, and just get that all to melt down, and that's going to be our sandwich. So while the ABTs continue cooking, there's probably another 10 to 12 minutes on those.
Great.
So now I think we were down to 10 seconds, so I'm going to start the next recipe, and I'm going to...
While you're starting the next recipe, I'll remind you where we're at. We're at Chef and a Fat Man. We are the Blue Collar Chefs. We're live at the Big Green Egg Retail Center. And we've got some exciting news for you coming up. Keep your ears right here.